Hello there, Sifu Alper Hacks here, and welcome to Chi Power Secrets Seminar Podcast. And I've got a lot of questions over the last couple of weeks that I really want to answer for you and give you an idea and maybe an understanding of how Chi Power works and how it can work for you, because people come to our site, they've got a lot of questions. There's so much misinformation out there. There's so much great information out there. I want to make sure that I can provide for you some information that is going to be valuable to you. So anyway, let's go ahead and get started. I want to try to, you know, my thing is when I'm teaching, I like to blaze through. I like to make sure that people are getting their value and that I'm getting the information out to them in a timely, in a quick fashion. When I first started this training, I mean, I wanted to know everything immediately. It was like I was on the phone constantly talking to guys, you know, did it work? How did it work? And that's just the way I was. And you might be the same way too. Anyone that's interested in chi energy or chi power is probably what I would call an information hound. You're looking for that secret, right? You're looking to see if there is a good method out there. Now, one of the things that I can tell you right now, and what should get you very, very excited about this method, is I searched far and wide for the best method that I can, that I could at the time. And I fortunately had to, or unfortunately, had to go through a lot of turbulence in my journey to find the right people. That was over 20 years ago, and I did find the right people. I'm constantly finding the right people. In fact, it's one of the things I expect to happen. And this year, you're going to find some really unique things, because I got some really interesting people to introduce to everyone too. So that's really cool. So let's talk about some of the hardcore training that goes on with regards to chi training. Because, you know, chi training is really divided into many, many different areas. You got Tai Chi. And if you Google Tai Chi, you're going to find it as a healthy exercise, right? You'll see thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, millions of people do it across the world. You'll see hundreds could do it in a park, any age. See, sometimes elderly, a lot of females, you know, and again, kind of qualifying this. And then you look at Tai Chi from a standpoint of fighting. You'll notice that there was a guy out there, Earl Montague, who was combining Tai Chi with Dim Mak striking. And so he was putting a different fighting spin on it, but I don't know if he ever really fought with it or not. I don't know. And then you're looking at Tai Chi from other aspects. For instance, there's a lot of guys that are out there teaching grounding energy and teaching you how to move somebody with what they're calling Chi. Okay. It's more of a structural type of Chi. And that's one thing, Tai Chi. And that could be pretty rigorous training. Then you got Qigong. And again, that's another thing that can be on a scale of, let's say, 1 to 10, could be, you know, a 1 being everyone's training in the park and it's really a new age type of thing. And does it work? You know, it does work if you have powerful methods. And what I've always tried to do is educate people on the fact that we're doing a scientific method of Qigong. I use the name Qigong, Qi Power Secrets, because that's what resonates with people. People want to know the secrets. And if you don't want to know the secrets, then you probably should shut this off and leave right now. Because I will reveal some secrets for you today. And the way I like to work is I like to reveal secrets. I like to reveal mysteries to people. But by the same token, I'm not going to show you how to get everything done, because I want you to become part of our organization, our training, and learn for yourself how effective this can be. So there are a lot of different types of hardcore training. Now, if you really want to get good at Qi, and you can find a group, and these groups are all over the world. They're not just in Japan, China, Korea, Indonesia. They're in Russia. They're in Eastern Europe. They're in Western Europe. They're in the United States. You can find these groups. And these groups will put you into a training class, and they'll teach you. Now, the upside to this is that you get into an organization, you get into a quite frankly, I'll be honest with you, it's almost like a cult. Because whoever's running any type of training that you're doing, including myself, we are making impressions upon you. I'm making an impression upon you right now. Whether you choose to act on it, that's totally up to you. But when you go into a training group, A lot of times it's a small group, and you're committing to train with that group in these chi arts. They are going to share a lot of information with you. They're usually going to charge you a lot of money, or they're going to charge you from a different standpoint as far as your loyalty. And the secrecy is there, no question about it. But most people can't do that because you can't go away for 6 months or a year and have no income, right? Because you get families or whatever. But these groups are out there. They're everywhere. When I say everywhere, you're not going to walk down your street and find them, more than likely, but it could happen, right? But they're out there. And these hard, that type of hardcore training. And again, I may cut this seminar short. I realize that maybe I get into one subject and I really roll on that subject. I may stop and say, hey, this is what it is. But there's a lot of hardcore training out there. You can find it. How would I compare that to Qi Power Secrets? How would I compare that to Quantum Qigong? Qi Power Secrets is an introductory type of program that's really just designed at a very low entry point, is to show you that the Qi works on yourself by using different types of techniques and methods. You find out for yourself that the Qi works, and then if you want to invest more time and effort, then you can kind of take it to the next step. When I got started, that's kind of the way I was. I'm like, hey, I don't want to really invest a lot of time doing this if I'm not going to get the results. Very similar. I always tell people that when you look at this type of training, you got to look at this as if you were training, let's say, to build your body up, right? To build strong muscles and like a bodybuilder or a fitness enthusiast. And see, if you want to get in great shape, how do you do it? There's a couple factors, right? There's the workout, which is very small. And then there's the diet, and it's a lifestyle. It's a total lifestyle transformation if you really want to get good at being in shape, right? Some people go jogging. See, people are running. They're doing push-ups. They're lifting weights. They're doing all these types of things. Well, Qi training is the same thing in the sense that you're devoting yourself to a specific time period of exercises. The difference is you're creating an immense amount of Qi energy inside of your internal body. Okay, you're creating internal energy so that your organs are better, your nerve fibers are stronger, that you're putting this qi flow through your body, and it's making it even stronger and even better. But it's from an internal standpoint. One thing I always like to tell people is, you may notice, and again, do the research so that you know I'm not just making things up. But you will notice that there are some people that have unbelievable physiques, body beautiful, bodybuilders, and yet they die at a young age. Why is that? Some people say, hey, it's steroids. You know, that might contribute to it, but I don't think that's what it is. It's the fact that they've spent all their time on the external body, and they haven't spent any time on the internal body. Usually, individuals that die at a young age, it comes down to internal body. Right? Somebody has a heart attack. Somebody has a stroke. I mean, these are all things that are mysteries to a lot of, I mean, doctors, they don't know. They can guess what's going to work for you, but they don't really know. I've known Qigong instructors that have had heart attacks. I've known Qigong instructors that have had heart attacks and died. I've known them that have had strokes. So to say that, you know, they're immune from that, it's kind of conjecture at best. But my belief is that by building up the internal body, you have less chance of that. And I know the individuals within our system are usually pretty healthy. So hardcore training, when you look at this, you know, one of the biggest questions is, what kind of training do I have to do for this? Well, when I started doing this, I got up to where I was doing an hour of standing a day. I was doing my blood washing. I was doing my lying down meditations, because again, you're segmenting this training into many different aspects. Now, like I'm talking specifically about some of these training groups that are out there, is if you're with a training group, and the reason I bring this up is because a lot of people don't even know this is available or it's around. I got news for you. You're not even going to find them unless you know somebody. Okay. I've never been to one. I've known of individuals that have been through them. but I've never been to one myself. So I'm not going to say that I know from personal experience, but of course I'm a family man, and I never would have been able to take advantage of that anyway. However, I found some high-level guys to train with, and I've gotten great results. So that's not to say you can't get the results. The difference between being in a training group and being, training, like, let's say, a system like what I'm presenting, is the difference is that when you're with a training group, it's condensed, because you're committing to stay with a group for, let's say, 6 months or a year. And so that's all you're doing is chi training. It's almost like you're in Survivor on an island. You don't have anything else to do. They don't really let you leave. You're committed to the cause. And some of those groups are good groups, and quite frankly, some of them are not. And so you're going to learn, and you're going to be molded based on what that group is like. And that's the facts. And so you can either say, hey, that sounds good, or it doesn't. Like I said, finding one of those groups is very difficult. But the point I'm making is that you can do the same similar type of exercises with Chi Power Secrets. As you get in those groups, the difference is it might take you a little bit longer. Why would it take you a little bit longer? Because you don't have the time to do it. And I always tell people to start out on a slow path, 30 minutes, an hour a day maybe, and move it from there. Of course, I've trained people over the years that have trained 3, 4, 5 hours a day. They become chi addicts, and they want to get stronger and stronger and stronger. The problem with that is that, like any activity, if it's not done in moderation, if you go over on one side of it, which is doing too much of it, it no longer becomes a benefit. It now becomes a negative, because there is those differences in I'll get more to this in another section, but there is a difference between yin and yang energy. And if you've ever seen that yin and yang symbol, right, the yin and yang, black and white, or colors, doesn't matter, you'll notice that there's always that little bit of white is with the black, and the little black is with white. You know, it's that mixture. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you build your energy to be too much yang, which is forceful, strong, powerful, you build it too much yang, guess what? It actually becomes yin on the other side, because you've done too much. By the same token, if you do yin too much, okay, so you start off where you want to be very calm, relaxed, in touch with yourself. If you do too much of that, guess what? You become yang, because it's too much. Okay, so I guess the point is, too much of one thing is not good. Now, if you're one of these hardcore training groups, because they're monitoring you, and there's a group of you, it's almost like going to a basic training, a military group, in the sense that they're going to keep an eye on you. So they're not going to let you get off that yang edge. Now, they may let you do it for a little while, but then they're going to pull you back in. And the difference is that, obviously, I can do that to some extent. I can give you my suggestions on what you should and shouldn't do. I can give you exercises you should do, a set time. I've had some people that take exercises and go overboard, and they overstimulated themselves. Just like if you went and did bench presses all day long, there's probably a pretty good chance that the next day you'd be pretty sore if you did them, like for hours and hours. You just couldn't do it. Your physical body can't handle it. Your internal body can't handle the chi. You're sending too much. That's how powerful this is. But I want you to know that it is powerful, and that you don't need to go to China, to Japan, to Korea, to Russia, wherever you want to thinking of going, to learn powerful chi energy. What would you want to use that for? I break the chi down into a couple different things. Number one, I break the chi down into ages, because I noticed that the guys I train that are, let's say, anywhere from 15 to 25, they really want to be impressive. They want to show techniques. They want to show parlor tricks. They want to show the power, right? Once you get 25 to, let's say, 40, it's more about creating an energy that's going to benefit you in all areas of your life. And that is using your energy for attracting great jobs, great businesses, money. You've heard a law of attraction, right? Well, that is directly related to a physical entity, which we call chi. Now, individuals over the age of 40 are looking for the second facet, which is, attraction. And then they're looking at the third, which is health. Because let's face it, when you're younger, 15 to 25, 30 even, health isn't a big consideration unless you're unhealthy, right? We don't think about health until you get a little bit older. I'll get into that in a little bit, how people think about certain things such as age and getting older and why it can be very negative. But I guess the point I want to bring here is that you can get the benefits that you want. You don't have to go to a training group. You don't have to have a hardcore group of guys that you train with or gals, people that you train with. You don't have to get into that cultish behavior, and you can still build up an incredible amount of energy. And over your time listening to this podcast and other things that I'm going to present to you, I'm going to show you and introduce you to some very, very interesting people that I think you're going to be like, wow, they can do some pretty cool stuff. And there's a lot of amazing people out there. It's just a matter of finding them. And fortunately, I found them. I continue to find them. Do you know why? Because I put it out there that I'm attracting to me the individuals that are going to benefit my life and make my energy stronger and stronger. And that's pretty exciting because I'm 51 years old and I feel like I'm getting younger every day. Not older, but younger. It is a battle, though, and I'm going to cover that in my longevity series when we get to that, wherever that's located on the podcast. But anyway, I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. If you have any questions about this or even about some of the other concepts, please feel free to contact my support desk or contact me directly and let me know what you'd like to know. And I might even create a podcast entirely on that question because I love great questions. I love to have the ability to maybe impart some of my knowledge and give it to you. And remember, when I give you knowledge, I give you feedback, I give you something that you can use, it's no longer mine. It's now yours. You own the technique, you own the knowledge, and that's what I want you to do. This is Sifu Al Perhacs with CheapPowerSeekers.com, and just wanted to say thanks for listening. Take care.